Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we wait a word from you. Disappoint us not, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When God wants to thrill a man, to skill a man, to drill a man, when God wants to mold a man to play his noblest part, when he uses all his heart to create so bold a man that all the world will treasure, watch his methods, watch his ways. How he ruthlessly perfects whom he royally elects. How he hammers him and hurts him. With mighty blows converts him into trial shapes of clay that only God can understand. The call came, it was time to move. The call came, it was time to move. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right hand. The time was ripe for a move. Things had not gone according to the original plan. Just a few chapters back, Adam and Eve were in the garden. Everything was perfect. The earth was fresh. And if you please, they would commune with God face to face at evening time. But now things had changed. In just a few chapters, you will notice that they had been banished from the garden and the first curse had fallen upon the earth. Just a few chapters and the sky seemed to be covered over with clouds. And now inside an ark, just 8 were saved. The antediluvians are no more. A terrible tragedy. When God wants to thrill a man, to skill a man, to drill a man, when God wants to mold a man to play his noblest part, when he uses all his heart to create so bold a man that all the world will treasure, watch his methods, watch his ways. How he ruthlessly perfects whom he royally elects. How he hammers him and hurts him. With mighty blows converts him into trial shapes of clay that only God could understand. The call had come and it was time to move. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, so are you. So just keep praising the Lord. After the flood, it seemed that things would be okay. But again, the hearts of men turned away from God. And now they decided to build a tower by the name of Babel. By the way, Babel actually means confusion. And in building this great edifice to save themselves, their language was confused. And now there was this great dispersion. And after this dispersion, you can see that peoples are all over the world, and God realizes that his truth is now beginning to be lost. So he seeks someone who can be the custodian of truth, someone who can be the light in the darkness, someone who can be his mouthpiece. So he comes up to an individual by the name of Abraham. The book Genesis, the chapter 12, the verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I shall show thee. And if you continue to follow with the rest of the promise, Abram is told that he's going to be the father of a great nation. Now, you have to understand what this means. Abram, at that time, had no children. But at that time, he was young and youthful. He believed that this was possible. And so, he leaves behind his family, packs everything on donkeys, dwells in tents, and leaves where he is and goes further into Canaan. Now you have to understand how hard this is. The call came without proof, without evidence. Now we can rely on the fact that Abraham became Abraham, but Abraham did not have that. We're told in Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now we, as you look at Hebrews 11, recognize that Abraham is somewhat regarded as the father of the faithful. Now, looking back at this call, we will have to understand that there are certain things inherent in the call that are not immediately apparent, and that you can never understand unless you answer it. Oh, it's not easy to answer a call like this. Pack up everything. Forget your ambitions. Forget that promotion. Forget your community associations. And go and live in a tent. And I will make you a powerful nation. Father Abraham, many sons, one of them, so are you. Let's keep praising the Lord. And as the years passed, you will realize that Abraham began to be a laughingstock, just like Noah, building a boat on dry land, 80 years old, no children, dwelling in a tent, father of a nation, 90 years old, no children, living in a tent, wandering from place to place, dwelling under the stars. I have today come because at first I felt that this story was not together enough, not pretty enough, tidy enough to be inspirational. Maybe we want something where there's a very quick and demonstrable intervention of God, and we can say that things will work out wonderfully immediately. Maybe that's what we want, and I tried to find one that would kind of fit that, but over and over again I kept coming back to Father Abraham. That he was called, and he answered. And that was that. Come, dwell in tents, and journey towards a city whose builder and maker is God. And I will make thee a father of a great nation, more numberless than the grains of sand by the sea. Abraham, in his journey towards this great promise, I realized learned lessons that I need to learn. One of the lessons is the why of the answer. Not the what of the answer, but the why of the answer. The what of the answer is that you pack your things up and you start moving in the promises of God. But if your only reason for moving is a city and streets of gold and blessings, then you have missed the mark and you will not arrive where you want to go. If you look at Hebrews 11, it says that many died without seeing the fulfillment of the promise. You have to be motivated by more than the materialization of the promise. Motivated by a relationship. Motivated by the love of God. That alone will sustain you. Through the years of famine, that will sustain you. When family betrays you as Lot did. When you yourself have family problems. Only a relationship with God and love for Him will sustain you. There's no way that we can endure the vicissitudes of this life, the tumult and tribulation, if all our hearts are set upon streets of gold. Eventually, those streets of gold begin to tarnish in our mind's eye. That distant city seems so distant, far away and small. But if you have a relationship with God, if you speak to Him in your rising up and your going forth, if you hide His word in your heart, then you every morning will be His grace to you. You don't have to see the whole journey, because bit by bit His light shall guide your pathway. Father Abraham had many sons. Now when you hear this, you can realize how great God is. Because Abraham didn't ever see that. Died without seeing that. But now we sing of it as fact. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them. And so are you. In order for that to happen, there's another lesson. The duty of parents is to introduce the Savior to their children. It's time to make introductions. This is the God that I know, and He has sustained me all these years, and I need you to know Him. His promises are faithful. There can be no relay if the baton is not passed. Just an aimless running around the track with no purpose. We must pass the torch. I looked at this and I realized that out of the story of Abraham is also one other thing. That there is no such thing as impossible. Not in this family. And if you're not a part, I'd like to say, come on in. Would love to have you join the family. It's a joy to have you with us and to sing our songs of praise. We know that you'll enjoy the joy you feel around you here. Welcome in to the family of God. This is a family of miracles. But what do you mean, a family of miracles? Because in this family, unlike any other family, we have claim that someone from the family once stood by the Red Sea. And Pharaoh's army was approaching. And he was not daunted or dismayed. And he stood there. And as he stood there, he held out a rod. And the waters parted with the blast from the nostril of God. In this family, we have miracles. I want to let you know that in this family, there are people who can do things. A stripling of a boy, just a small little lad, was able to take a sling and a stone and walk in front of someone so big he looked like a pillar and whirl that sling around and bring the giant down. I want to let you know that this is a family of conquerors. Come on in, we'd love to have you join the family. In this family, we have those who can pray, and it will not rain for years. In this family, we have those who can stop the sun. In this family, we have those who can pray and defy the laws of gravity, and an axe can rise up out of the water. This family has those who can sustain nutrition on a little bit of oil and flour for years. So come on in, we'd love to have you join the family. Father Abraham had many sons. Every time I hear this song, I realize that there is nothing impossible. Now, Abraham is called after having such a very hard life. After falling down and getting up in the twilight now of his years. And he has now his dearly beloved son with him. And he's told to go to Mount Moriah. Not an easy journey. A journey that he cannot even tell Sarah about. Makes his way up the side of the mountain and begins to prepare an altar to sacrifice the promise. This is akin to Noah taking an axe to the ark to destroy the promise. The reality is again that we must love the giver more than the gift. The only way to save your family is to give your family to God. See him now on Mount Moriah. Isaac looking at him. Now, Isaac had already received the torch. He's not struggling against. He's just looking steadfast forward. The Lord himself will provide the sacrifice. Abraham's hand is stayed, but I want for you to come with me to another mountain. He who had asked Abraham to take Isaac to the mountain to be sacrificed now stands as his only son. His march through the streets of Jerusalem. A descendant, direct lineage of Father Abraham. They're ready to slay him. Crowds press in on either side just to take a look at this confused individual. Some say he calls himself Messiah. Some say he's come to save us. Some say he thinks that he is able. And God looks on. On they march him through the streets, up to a cross. And let me say this very, very, very carefully now. He went to the cross with no promise that he was going to ever No assurances. This had never been done before. If you want to be a son of Abraham and directly linked to this lineage, you have to be able to approach your Fridays with no assurance other than the love of God. Father Abraham had many sons. When God wants to skill a man, to thrill a man, to drill a man, when God wants to mold a man to play his noblest part, when he uses all his heart to create so bold a man that all the world will treasure, watch his methods, watch his ways, how he ruthlessly perfects whom he royally elects, how he hammers him and hurts him with mighty blows, converts him into trial shapes of clay that only God can understand. I see a day when in the east shall be seen a cloud about the size of half a man's hand. I see a day. I see a day when the earth shall begin to rock on its axis like a drunken man. I see a day. I see a day when mountains shall move and valleys shall be exalted. I see a day when the sea shall boil like a giant pot of water. I see a day when the sky shall crack like glass, and with a blast of the trumpet, the dead in Christ shall rise. And then you will absolutely know the fulfillment of the prophecy that Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.